Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Doug McCaslin and Troy Bass with Warren County 911 and Warren County Emergency Management about the completed Warren County 911 project. All right, Warren County 911 radio system up and running. Tell us a little bit about, since we last talked about 6 months ago, construction update and where we kind of sit right now.
Back about mid-August, we brought the seven tower simulcast system online with the 700 megahertz talk groups. We did some coverage testing after that. The original bid was to have 97% portable at-hip coverage countywide. We ended up with the preliminary testing is showing that we're over 99%, so that's a very positive note. With the seven-site simulcast system, the VHF paging went online the first week in September. That means that no matter where a responder is in Warren County, they'll hear the page go out. The old system, it was more localized towards that local area, so like Laconis pagers were set off of the Lacona Tower, the Martinsdale Tower set off the Martinsdale pagers. Now that's countywide, so no matter where you're at, you're going to hear those pagers. So if they have a large incident, then responders can kind of drift that way. The redundancy, we're no longer using the copper phone lines. We're using a microwave backhaul. It's more redundant. It's part of the ISIC statewide radio system. So we're connected in several different places to get back to the core. It's been a great project or feeling of completion. It's been several years in the making. We started this formally in 2014, doing a needs assessment on our existing system. In 2017, we did another needs assessment to kind of lock down what our options were. The 911 board brought those proposals to the Emergency Management Commission, and then we brought it to the 911 or the Board of Supervisors to look at for ways of funding it. A lot of people kind of get shocked by the cost of the $10.8 million, and it is a big jump from what we used to pay for our old system. But the old system was just antiquated, and the new system is state-of-the-art. It has, has a lot of redundancy, more robust, and we're able to interop with our mutual aid partners. So we could go anywhere in the state, use the ISICS interop channels, and be able to help out in a situation.
Perfect. Well, Troy, I'll ask you, Warren County Emergency Management acts as that resource to bring all these various emergency departments together. Having a working radio system in the county is a big part of that.
Yeah, it is a big relief that Board of Supervisors actually purchased the towers and went through a grant program and was able to do that. They also purchased radios for all the fire departments because with their low budget and stuff, that wasn't going to happen. And being able to do that, and with Doug working with ISIC and some of the state folks and Motorola and Murphy Tower to get the towers built, which would be the infrastructure, we have more of a robust system and with resiliency. Able to, instead of talking on the old radios of three channels, we have several channels that we can use. In this day, the old radio system was an analog. This is a digital, so obviously, as you know, with your cell phone, it's grown over the years, and the radios have done that as well. You don't drive down the highway and see a deputy or a city police hanging their phone and or their radio up in the air trying to get a better reception so they can talk back to the communication center. You're not going to have that anymore. So it is a sigh of relief to be able to have redundancy and responder safety.
Well, what has been the feedback from 911 Joint Service Board, hearing from the various departments? I have to assume they're pretty happy with the result.
So far, the users have been very positive. Some of the biggest improvement we have is up in the Carlisle area, where our old system really, due to topography and that, didn't allow the coverage that was needed up there. With the new system, it's almost a night and day difference. So they have dependability to be able to talk to dispatch and for other responders to hear what's going on. So you're not just hearing one side of the conversation, you're hearing both sides. And also, like I said, with the interop channels, with State Patrol and the different state agencies, just working with them on a day-to-day basis, just for a traffic stop on the interstate or on the bypasses and that, just that ability to just a flick of the channel or the dispatch being able to patch something together and for those agencies to talk to each other, it's just something we've never had before.
Well, I think in general terms, it just makes Warren County a safer place to be. Would you say that's correct?
I would say that is a correct statement. Furthermore, the responders, which Emergency Management works continuous with, are the responder safety of response and returning to event or incident, even as if they get into an accident or whatever, or they get into a situation in a fire or law enforcement situation, we have the emergency button system now that are on the radios that are activated now. So if a responder pushes that, we can contact that person, and there's more than one person listening to that information to support and to recover that person.
Well, and Doug, last question before we let you go is, this wasn't just your department. Obviously, you wrangled everybody together, but this was a pretty joint cooperation between a lot of various departments, a lot of boards, and a lot of coordination. So talk a little bit about just kind of all those involved and make sure we give them some credit.
This is a great success story between the Warren County Joint 911 Service Board, which consists primarily of the emergency response agencies in Warren County, the Warren County Emergency Management Commission, which consists of the mayors of all the cities, the sheriff, and a member of the Board of Supervisors, and then finally the Board of Supervisors to take the initiative and do the bond to fund the project. It's taken a lot of teamwork, a lot of good discussions, a lot of good open discussions, and it's just a great success for Warren County.
Thanks to Doug McCaslin and Troy Bass for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.